For many, the golden years are a time for greater freedom and new beginnings. But later life can be a difficult time, too, one that for many is marked by loss, says University of Arizona psychiatrist Ole Teenhouse.
What first comes to mind is that you lose loved ones. Okay, as we age, it's a part of the life cycle that first you're parents pass away, and then as you grow older, your peers drop by the wayside. And if you grow very old, you have very few people that are really in your age group. So loss in the sense of losing people you care about is a major issue. But then loss in the wider sense involves loss of autonomy.
Whether it's losing a loved one, one's health, or one's independence, many elders struggle, and the struggle can lead to serious mental health issues. Older adults have the nation's highest suicide rate, and as many as 20% suffer from depression and other mental disorders. Teenhouse specializes in geropsychiatry, which studies mental health in older people. He says far too many elders go undiagnosed and untreated.
Often younger clinicians don't realize how active a healthy older person can be. There's a tendency to jump to the conclusions, oh, they're old. Who wouldn't be depressed if they were old?
When doctors and family members miss the symptoms of mental distress, there can be physical and potentially life-threatening consequences.
And a typical example would be an elderly person with diabetes, and you know, after age 85, virtually everybody has diabetes, who will not take care of their diabetes because they're so depressed they don't really pay attention. They're not following the diet, they may not take the medication prescribed for the diabetes, and they end up in the hospital in a diabetic coma or other diabetic complications. So we have a real, very direct connection between a mental health condition and a chronic medical condition that would be much more manageable if somebody had taken care of the depression first.
Teenhouse says helping elders recover takes a multi-pronged approach, one that cares for the body and mind together. And that's the kind of care a new program at Carondelet St. Mary's Hospital aims to provide. The recently opened Bridges Geropsychiatric Unit serves adults over age 55 experiencing a mental health crisis. That population has until recently had very few options, says Randy Claxton, a behavioral health therapist in the Bridges program. He has worked in Southern Arizona's mental health system for more than 20 years.
There aren't very many services like this. In the last probably 15 to 20 years, there have been 10 geropsychiatric beds for all of Southern Arizona. Because of the lack of some of the services and specifically inpatient beds for this group, they would be seen in the emergency room, they would be assessed as needing that inpatient bed, and then they would be there for days.
The Bridges adds 14 beds to the mix and is licensed to treat as many as 23 patients. Patients see a geriatric psychiatrist and a medical doctor, so both their physical and mental health issues are addressed. The Bridges also provides family education and counseling, so loved ones are better equipped to understand what their elders are going through. For software engineer Andy Rule, that education proved critical when his mother's failing health triggered a severe bout of depression.
She is in a situation where she can't really take care of herself or watch our kids or whatever, and that's a big drain on her to the point where she, you know, attempted her own life.
At Bridges, Rule's mother found daily care from physicians and therapists who have helped her begin to cope with the feelings of loss kindled by her frail health. Rule says the Bridges also helped his family by providing a deeper understanding of the toll mental health issues can take.
You know, when somebody's physically sick, it's kind of easy. You know, everybody has dealt with that before, but mentally is kind of not something the rest of us really know much about. But just by experience in this program, I have a better idea of, you know, if she gets in that place again, I'll know it and I'll be able to talk to somebody about it.
Claxton says the Bridges is only a beginning. Still more mental health services for older adults and their families are needed in Southern Arizona, where demand will continue to grow as the population ages. And awareness has to grow too, says Teenhouse.
The typical question that should be asked of an older person is, you know, how do you spend your day? What do you do? Are you getting bored? Do you feel lonely? Again, the assumption too often is that this is all part of old age, and it isn't.
Armed with that awareness, Teenhouse says elders, their care providers, and their families can all find the help they need to live healthier, happier lives. I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.